Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. With the help of Squarespace, tackling your next move might not be as difficult as you may think it is. If you're launching a new creative project or changing careers or finally ready to be your own boss, Squarespace can help by giving you the ability to create an online platform to make your next big ideas come true and known to the world. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move and let's move on.
Hey folks, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel. Bevel has been cleaning up these razor bump scarred streets since 2013, and they have got no plans on stopping anytime soon. So, if you are a person with coarse curly hair, sensitive skin, or just someone who does not want their face or the rest of their body to look like the back of a Hershey's cookie and cream bar, then make sure that you get your signature fade with the Bevel Blade today by going to bevel.com/READ and enjoy the first month of your subscription gratis. Doesn't get any better than that, so start shaving smarter today with Bevel and let's start the show. Well, around here at 10 Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little 2020.
Well,
nigga.
Classic. I actually know it this week.
I mean, if you don't know that
right.
One, then you have
no, there's something really wrong with
any
you.
Melanin in your skin. Shame on
Even
you.
Even my mama knows that one.
So, I am Cora, the legend.
Oh, okay. And I am Lay Twins.
Witty.
Thank you.
And this is The Read.
We're back for another week. Amen. What's Black Excellence this week, Kid Fury?
Man, so much is going on. First of all,
I actually have a Black Excellence this week.
Oh, do you want to do yours?
No, I'm just saying because I'm not sure if you have yours already. But
no, I do have one. I'm just going to force you to pronounce the name because I'm tired of ruining Nigerian people's names.
So it's the same one then.
Is it?
I'm thinking of Emelme Umana.
That's her. That's her. So
praise,
take it
please,
away.
Please, Lord God, I swear. I hope to God that's correct.
I'm not going to ruin their name.
Emelme Umana, I'm sure Nigerian Twitter will let me know if I fucked that up, is the first female president of the Harvard Law Review and the first Black woman to hold the position. And she is Nigerian. And she is dope as fuck.
Please keep in mind that the first Black American to be president of Harvard Law Review was Barack Obama.
So
the company.
She's following in some tremendous footsteps here. The 131st president of the Harvard Law Review. So
maybe she's Obama's reincarnated, like a reincarnated. Well, I guess you have to die.
Right. To be not quite reincarnated just yet.
You know what I'm saying? She's the sequel.
Yeah. I mean, and this is a very presidential move. And so maybe we'll see her running for office. Who really knows if we'll still have a country by the time she's old enough. But congratulations to this young woman on her major accomplishment.
Or a globe. Also, congratulations then to everybody who is still slaying these awards. You know, the whole cast of Hidden Figures got a screen.
Yes.
The Actors Guild Award. Taraji's speech was so beautiful. I cried when Janelle and Octavia started crying. Also, of course, Denzel's out here snatching for Fences. Got outstanding performance by an actor. Your boyfriend, Mahershala Ali,
won
for supporting male actor. Mm-hmm. In Moonlight. We didn't want to tell you, but I do see him twice a month, something around that.
I mean, I don't talk to him about what he does when he's not with me.
Fair enough.
So,
neither do I.
I mean,
I just felt like, you know woman to woman, I had to say something to you.
And I appreciate you.
Also, Viola Davis and Fences, who I'm just catching up on How to Get Away with the Gag.
Oh, Lord. Don't do this. Don't do this.
So good.
Did you see Scandal last week, my nigga?
So I have to go home and watch Scandal and the last episode. Because I literally was like, I'm not watching either one of these things until I catch up with How to Get Away with Murder. So I'm literally on last week now.
Okay. When you watch it for like the first half of the episode, you're going to be like, why isn't this real life? I wish to God this was real life.
Really?
Yes. Okay, it's good. This season is going to be lit, nigga.
Okay. So let's move forward into... You know what? For this week, I'm going to call, let's have a mini series, a transitional segment called Excellence in Full. First of all, shout out to Oprah, who will be a contributor on 60 Minutes this fall. Oprah the Winfrey decided that she was, you know, tired of y'all acting like, you know, you have forgotten out in these streets who she is. Now, she decided to go out and start, you know, her own foundation
out in these streets
on the net, you know, and have OWN moving. You know, Tyler Perry is over there signing everybody in Atlanta and surrounding areas to act.
Queen Sugar is everything.
Queen Sugar is sublime.
Seriously, one of the best shows on TV.
Yanla, Fix My Life is one of the greatest comedies on television. And, you know, I feel like she's satisfied with the direction of things over there. And so now she's coming back for 60 Minutes, where they said she's got several stories and interviews that she'll be doing for their fall situation out there. And I just can't wait to see Oprah rest her chin up on, like, her index finger and knuckle like this and just judge.
And ask some somebody the real question.
I miss it. I do.
So, Jaya, explain to us why you left your son in the apartment with nothing but a frozen Hot Pocket.
We're talking about 60 Minutes now.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
We're moving
this
on.
This is it for Bravo.
Once, yes.
My bad. She's going to be interviewing actual celebrities.
Yes.
Okay. Still, and I'm excited, though, because this is like...
the world.
Oprah is a known interviewer. Like, that is her big skill. She was, like, capable of getting anybody to talk about anything.
Spill
so,
it.
Yes. If you done fucked up and you need to pay penance, you about to call Oprah and see if you can go on 60 Minutes and confess your sins.
She need to be on How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, shit.
Oprah be in the courtroom with them glasses on like, so I did it. I killed everybody. I don't have, I just, please. Oh, God.
Don't let her look at me like that no more, Father. Please.
I can't do it.
I get it. Okay. Well, congrats to her. You know, Oprah, stay with a check.
So, before I move on, I just want to say that a lot of y'all mentioned last week how much you enjoyed us being drunk trash. And usually I don't drink before coming to the show because it is different trying to, you know, handle myself and be professional when I'm drunk and high. So,
just the both.
I just choose the latter. And I run with that.
No, you choose the, you choose the latter. No, you got it right. Sorry.
You started already.
That's me, right. That's my problem.
So I decided to just keep things going this week. Now, initially, I was going to buy this bottle of champagne.
Oh, fun.
Because I was going to title this week's episode, A Toast to the End of the World. Since we're all gonna die.
Right. Okay.
So I figure that's we might as well have some rosé.
Well, let me finish this vodka then.
And you know, celebrate the time that we have left.
Yeah.
Because
but now we have a real reason.
Yeah. So fuck all that. Because
fuck the sad ass diarrhea reason we was finna pop this bottle.
We're about to actually slide full force into Black History Month.
Yeah.
So,
listen, she knew it. She waited till the first because she knew we needed it on this day.
The episode is now going to be titled Destiny's Grandchild.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Because Beyonce created a group. They put art on the top of these? Beyonce has created her own group.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Her own sequel to the legacy, basically.
Right.
So,
it doesn't even matter the gender of these children. They can still be Destiny's Child 2.0.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
Literally irrelevant.
If we have a drummer and a producer and a lead vocalist, that'll be just fine.
Can you imagine a Beyonce Fugees?
No, I actually cannot. No, my brain is not capable of handling it.
I can't imagine two Beyoncés. Two simultaneous Beyoncés.
Growing at the same time inside of her right now, my nigga.
And y'all were worried about where she was and why she was in this place and marching and doing all of these things with you. It's because she is at home growing a musical empire her uterus. So I'm just going to say that I woke up this morning, afternoon, because
let's just be honest,
that is me. And I got a great call from my friend Jade. We chatted on FaceTime for a bit, you know, talked money and fun things. And then, like, right after I got off of the phone with her, I got a text from my friend Candace back home in Miami. And before I could open it, Asante calls me on FaceTime. I'm still in the bed.
I'm mad at the number of people who hit you up.
I'm still in the bed. Now, mind you, I was... Jade called me before any of this was announced. Okay. So she and I were on the phone before this, I guess, when it happened. So as soon as I got off the phone with her, Asante calls me. I didn't even get to check my text. I answer his FaceTime, and this nigga is laid up just like I'm laid up. I didn't even brush my teeth yet. I'm still in the bed. I have not gotten up. Mm-hmm. So he says, "What? What is happening?" And I said, I don't know. What is happening? He said, "Bitch, have you not, you haven't heard?" And I said, "What is it now? Like, what is going on? What the fuck?" I said, "I just got off the phone with Jay. I don't know anything that's happening." That nigga said, "Go look at Beyonce's Instagram right now." Now, when anybody says that,
it's over. It's over.
I said, listen. I don't know what's on the other end of this tap that I'm about to do on this application on my phone, but I'm not. Like, it, like, my heart raced. I told him it was better than coffee. There's no, Beyonce should just make announcements every morning.
Right. Like, it'll get you going.
That was the adrenaline rush that I needed. I had no idea what was about to happen. And it was literally the last thing I would have guessed. So here she is, posed up in this, what kind of...
I don't know.
Fraggle Rock, Gullah Island...
I don't know what it is.
Flowery...
Remember whatever she was at a few weeks ago where they had all of her lemonade dresses done in, like, floral designs and all that sort of thing? I thought maybe it was leftover from that, but I don't know what... You know, I don't claim to know the queen's vision.
It seems as though Blue Ivy walked in with her assistant and was like, okay, well, this is how I need for the set to look. Pay attention.
Watch me.
Okay. Now, we're going to have this flower there. We're going to have a bunch there. Are you following me? Greens. Make it an arch. Color the back blue. I need lighting coming down on each side. No blue lights on black girls.
You know,
but I thought
is.
That Beyonce got over. Do you see her in here? Who are you? Like, not only will I fire you, I will beat your ass in here while you are playing with the next comic. As I was saying. So it just seemed like Blue Ivy was entirely the creative director. I loved it.
Somebody find me some tool. I have a vision for this bitch.
And so the caption says, because...
It is just so adorable.
Of course, the first thing I see is the picture of her in this baby bump.
So I'm like, oh God, another one. And then you read the caption.
We would like to share our love and happiness. We have been blessed two times over. Now, this is it. At first, I'm thinking, okay, she's having another baby. Mm-hmm. We are incredibly grateful that our family will be growing by two, and we thank you for your well wishes, the Carters. So I said, growing by two. My God.
That means there's not one in there.
It's two Beyoncés growing inside her. And had the nerve, the Creole black ass audacity.
She did.
To thank y'all for the well wishes prior to any of you bitches saying anything. Because she knows that you bitches are gleeful. She knows that we're fucking excited. Like...
She knows we have no other joy.
I am not going. I'm just going to say thank you now so I don't have to say shit else to you.
Right. Because you know I'm about to go right back into hiding.
I know.
I'll see you girls at the Grammys. Allegedly, I'll be at Coachella. But, you know, for the most part, I'm going to be at home in the house with this air conditioning.
You all are going to be recreating this
doing Pilates. And
you're going to be recreating this veil that I have over my face. You guys are going to be busy reposting this photo 3 million times all day long. I mean, you have things to do.
Right.
And so I just figured that I would say everything I need to say now. So y'all can mind you.
Get on out your way.
And have fun with that. But yes, it's coming.
Twins.
Two more of me.
Mm-hmm.
Managed and produced by the lead vocalist, who you already know, Blue Ivy. And so not only am I forced to be reckoned with at this point, but I also have my own musical and production, probably political, philanthropic group.
Oh, man.
To come for you girls. So
I just can't even. The glory of these twins. These two people inside Beyonce's body.
Of course she would have twins.
And then you look back at all the footage over the past few months and you're like, we were so blind. We were so dumb. How did we not see it?
Because you know what? Like, I feel like she kind of teased us a couple of times, which she definitely did.
She always does.
She is so used to y'all making up pregnancy rumors 3 times a week anyway that she's like, even if they think that I'm pregnant, they're going to think it for the rest of the day. And then they're going to just move on to talking about Soulja Boy tomorrow. So who even gives a fuck until I announce it? Like, she just.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go ahead and pour my champagne.
I think you should open that. Amen. Absolutely. Congratulations. Yay!
Fucking congrats. Shout out to you,
congrats,
Beyonce.
Congratulations, Blue Ivy.
Congratulations to the inspiration behind Lemonade as well.
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z also. I guess these are your kids,
for
too.
Taking place or taking part.
Right. I mean, you know, they're your babies or whatever.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the streets are hoping that you're going to name one of these children Brooklyn, which I understand you did say that you would do.
Yeah,
that.
You said you would.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe like Cerulean.
No, I don't think
Navy
so.
Navy and Cerulean.
I do not think so.
Robin's Egg.
I don't think this next child's name is going to be a color or anything close to it.
Aqua.
And the only thing I think about the twins as far as names are concerned is that they're going to start with the same letter, because I think Beyonce is that type. But other than that,
duh.
I mean, but maybe not. Some people like to be totally different and give their twins like
I just
totally
don't. She
opposite
has to.
Names.
Like, I think that she may just to piss y'all off or to throw y'all out, just be like, no, I knew you thought that's what I was going to do, but I actually always wanted to name my baby Shanice. You're mad, bitch, because I do what the fuck I want. Like, I don't know, but I would love for them to be named.
Actually, Katanya has been one of my favorite names for a long time.
I've always been partial to Jamal. And
you hoes will deal. As far as the gender of the babies, I know you niggas are speculating that it's one boy and one girl based off of what she was wearing. And
what? We already have conspiracy theories?
Yeah, because, you know, she had on a pink and red bra and, like, blue shorts or panties or whatever. So they're like, oh, the pink bra's for the girl and the blue shorts are for the boy. You know, niggas, because now that she done told us, we're going to be looking for the hints in everything.
No, she knows.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how that goes because I never want to be involved in one of these things, but I'm imagining that she's maybe far along enough now.
But it was like after you, I'm sure she's past. Well,
I don't know how that works.
Now that I don't know, I'm estimating that she's between 3 and 4 months pregnant. I'm assuming
she's not.
When
can you find out? The first, second trimester, third?
Sometime during the second trimester, but I'm not sure exactly when. However, if they had in vitro fertilization, then they may already know the sex of the embryos. If she just happened to have twins, then she may not know, and this is just the outfit she wanted to put on, and you niggas is talking. But, you know, it just depends on how they
did it. I could absolutely see Beyonce pulling up to the doctor and say, okay, well, I would like one girl. I would like one boy. Jay-Z says that he would like for the boy to have this amount of hair at first.
I don't know if you could customize them
like
that.
If we could have
this
perhaps
Sonic.
A blend between a dark brown, maybe like an almond and a hazel eye. I would also, I'd like to keep the signature Knowles Beyonce brow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, cannot get rid of the Beyonce brow.
Gotta obvious signature, it. That's, you know, that goes without saying. And yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I feel like whatever happens at this point, she could have 8 girls and 6 boys. We're going to celebrate them as the royalty that they are.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, I really want to see a boy Beyonce. Like, I really am just
interested in seeing how adorable is he going to be? Oh, man.
My God.
But what if she has twin girls? Jordans.
Because, you know, and I said that to Beyonce. I said that to Asante, too.
You said it to Beyonce.
I said, you know, I really want to see a boy Beyonce, but my Shondo,
right.
Like the depths of my me tells me that she's about to bring out identical beads.
Oh, God.
And I live like I just, it's really a win-win-win.
It
doesn't matter.
No matter what.
What happens.
No matter how you slice it, I'm excited as hell for these kids. They can be literally anything. It don't even matter.
I don't care.
This is such a beautiful day. I need Beyonce to know that this news lifted me right out of my dark-ass spirit, out of the cloud that had been hanging over me. Donald Trump and his dumb shit been getting on my nerves and depressing the shit out of me. Yesterday, I got home from work at Apple and started drinking, had like 4 or 5 drinks and just passed out and went to bed at like 6:30.
I have been on the Annalise Keating diet myself.
Right. And I'm just like, I cannot continue to live like this. I woke up today still feeling like shit, and then here come Beyonce. Like, bitch, I know it's been rough.
The moment that I got up, Beyonce was like, February 1st, Black History Month. I know the girls need it. So here, have at it. Yes, I'm everything. We're coming again. The dynasty. He meant it. It's The Rock. Good night.
I actually feel hope again for the first time in a while.
And before any of you bitches go overboard and try and throw a wrench into our gears of happiness, we know that Beyonce's impending magic does not heal the nonsense that's going on in the world.
Oh, God. Here you hoes go.
I'm just going to say it to stop y'all from, I mean, because I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. I don't know why you feel like we are so stupid that you just believe that because Beyonce is pregnant now that the world is healed. She just, her and her bump put a big Band-Aid
on everything.
The planet.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything's fine now, you guys.
That was just the joy.
Yeah.
It was a good smile that I needed, because other than that, I have been watching this Parker's complete collection that I bought on DVD. Sorry, Countess. I heard that they didn't give you a single dime or dollar for it.
Wow, really?
She said that she owns part of the Parker's or whatever, which I believe, but she hasn't gotten any money.
Nothing in syndication? Damn.
Nothing from that. They just released a complete collection of it on DVD. And I found out because she said that she didn't make any money from it. And I immediately went to Amazon and bought it. Now, if I ever meet you, Countess, I'm willing to give you whatever it was that you
$20.
You can have it. You know what I'm saying? Because you deserve it. The Parker's is funny. Like, that show is funny.
You are really dumb.
Woo! Anyway.
Praise God for Beyonce and her womb.
So here's to you. I'm drinking this rosé, and me getting drunk. This episode is dedicated to beautiful and
elegant.
They have to be B names.
Oh.
Somebody said, Mike Brown said they would be called Bamboozy.
Bamboozy.
No, I love it.
Bamboozy Carter.
At least middle names.
I don't
Brooklyn
think so.
Brooklyn Bougie Carter.
Oh, you know what? At that yes, I can actually.
Or
yes,
Bougie Brooklyn Carter.
No. Bougie has to be the middle name. Beyonce not finna do that to her child.
Beyonce's not doing that at all.
Eva's the right. Let's just be totally honest about it. But
Brooklyn Bourgeois.
Beautiful
Carter
in
J.
Brooklyn. Beautiful in Bourgeois.
Beautiful. She is not naming that child.
No, she isn't.
She's going to name them something completely left field, like
they're
going to
come in early to mid-July.
Maple and like Topaz, or she's going to name them like her grandma name and like her mama name.
I was
going to
say, because like, her mama's name is Celestine, so watch one of the twins be like CL.
Cerulean and Celestine, I'm telling you. To give you that.
Something like that.
The blue sequel.
I'm just so happy. Thank you so much, Beyonce. You really Girl, this was everything for me.
I'm imagining that when she walked into the room to have the conversation with Blue.
And Blue just sitting there minding her business, firing people.
And Blue is just like, I'm swamped, Mom. Like,
I'm so busy right now.
Like, my whole entire calendar is full.
Like, I'm seriously in the middle of these spreadsheets, girl. What is it? I have like 4 minutes, girl.
I think I can spare you 4 minutes, but I mean, we've really got
what is this? This? I'm like so busy right now.
So your father and I just wanted you to know that you're going to be a big sister to two brand new baby babies. So now when you say big sister,
I feel like her face was like,
You mean like biologically you are allowing for two other versions of you to exist in this house with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Blue, we're having two babies are coming. They're growing inside mommy right now and they're going to be coming in a few months. And me and your daddy just thought we should tell you now that you're going to be a brand new big sister.
You didn't feel like you needed to include me in the planning of this.
She took her glasses off at that point.
Yes, definitely.
She pushed back from the chair like,
okay. So, she what you're saying is,
Linda, hold my calls because this is going to take me a minute.
Two of them are coming at the same time.
So you're bringing two babies into my house, Beyonce. That's what you're telling me right now.
Okay, well, they cannot have my room. They may not have any of my snacks. Mm-hmm. I will love them dearly. I will whoop anybody's ass if they try them. Make sure they do not come into my office or touch any of my things. I'm going to need the proper paperwork to be pulled up. I'm going to need a full control on all of their photo shoots as well as first looks. I'll make sure to have Linda forward all of the calls from the publications who are interested in photographs so that I can leave them immediate messages and tell them that we don't do that fuck shit over here.
Tell them to remember that when I was born, you niggas put out a Tumblr, helloblueivy.tumblr.com, and then didn't update it ever the fuck again. And that was it. We're not selling no pictures over here.
Just let them know that money is no object and object's not the money. So we don't do that over here. I will also be choosing their names as well as your first photograph. Let them know that when we do start rehearsals for the first album, there's no discussing it. There's no negotiations.
There's no arguing with me. Let them know who I am, Beyonce. I don't want to have to tell your kids about me.
Just make sure that everything is clear immediately, you know, prior to us actually entering any contractual obligations, because I don't want to, you know, have to be ruthless with my brand new family. But I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, other than all that, congratulations, girl. This is so exciting. Oh, my God. You're going to be so cute.
This is super great. So, good luck. Have a great time. I'll make sure to drop off some money for them in their matching Givenchy suits and dresses and things of that nature. I'll make sure to have my assistants take them on a shopping spree whenever you're ready. Have my people call yours. All right.
Okay, girl. Nice chat. And then went right back to her iPad. Like,
that's all right.
I had things to do. You're not going to distract me.
I'll see y'all at dinner if you're finished.
Okay, girl. Well, if nothing else, you know, these spreadsheets ain't going to spread themselves, girl.
Working for you. You know.
TikTok, TikTok.
Making you proud. All right, girl.
Time is money. Money is time, girl.
Linda.
This is going to be everything.
Linda. Tell them to have the sprinter outside.
Blue Ivy finna be fed the fuck up with them kids.
She's going to live. Like, I know that she's excited as shit. She's about to be like, on Instagram and all of the pictures, she's going to be centerfold with the glasses on. They're going to have matching denim. Each one of the denim jackets are going to have their first initial on the back of them with embroidered bees on the front. They're going to be sickening. They're all going to be matching. And Blue Ivy is going, she has to be at the age now where she can fully express with a vocabulary that she will beat your ass
right.
if you try either one of her younger siblings. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see all of the Solange
yes.
exit.
I also know Blue she's Ivy. Definitely going gonna play them against each other. Like Blue Ivy, she's about to be that big sister because they both gonna be like kind of respectful of her and like fearful of her, but like also want to make her happy. So she's
very
gonna
Diane.
Be, yes,
very Diane.
Yes, if Diane had twin younger siblings, that is what Blue Ivy is finna be to these kids.
She gonna be walking up in the room like, "Hey, friends."
Like how Diane plays her own damn twin.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to eat all those gummy bears, girl.
You what a hear blessing.
What you did not hear what your sister said about you and this gummy bear happened to you.
Oh, my God, girl. I didn't even want to tell you. That bitch said you addicted to Pectin.
I don't know. I told her that she was wrong for it, too. You should just leave those gossip with me and go figure that whole thing out. You know, we're family.
Go talk to that bitch.
Here, give me those gummy bears and y'all talk it out because we're a family and we've got to be. All right.
All
right,
friends. We are all on one accord over here, girl. Go talk to her about that. Okay. I'm excited. I'm thrilled, man. Praise God for Beyonce. This is beautiful news.
Also beautiful news that I didn't buy no Coachella tickets.
Yes, praise God for that. Because I know y'all keep pointing back to the show at Roseland, but she was, you know, very newly pregnant at Roseland. Couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 months, but also there was only one in there, and it was her first pregnancy. This is her subsequent pregnancy, and there's two. So I just don't see our girl having the energy for no full-out formation choreo. I don't know what y'all expecting out of her, but I don't think it's going to be all that.
She also has given you 3 albums, 1 visual and a movie since then. So, I mean, 2 visual, technically, one of them being a film and a clothing line, more than 1 tour, what, 3 tours, 4 tours, like HBO specials.
I knew to go to Formation all them times. I knew it. Cause now look at it. She not finna tour again till them kids are Blue Ivy's age now. It's going to be 2020, 2021 before Beyonce goes back on tour.
They going to find some more Hidden Figures before we say.
She about to be doing soundtracks and sitting at home. Right. Like, oh, well, I'm rich now, hoes. Congrats to be. We're so happy.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, wow. I'm mad that I thought that that was like our only news item of the day.
I mean, I guess I could save some of this for the show on Saturday. But
oh, yeah, you might as well.
Nah.
No? Okay.
Well, I'll just do 2 more. Nicki Minaj and Drake were spotted together on Instagram on a photo that the both of them posted, I guess, on their individual accounts. So I guess you were right about the petty.
I mean, who didn't see it coming? Looking Ass Niggas, the remix is coming out within the next few weeks, probably on Valentine's Day.
Can you imagine if she just goes right ahead and calls it like Looking Ass Niggas 2 or does something to make it clear that it's a sequel and yeah, that he is on it and they like both explicitly go ahead yes, and like.
It's going to be fantastic. They did that on purpose. The picture with Wayne too. They did that to, yes, to all get you niggas riled up.
All the pet.
It's everything.
For Nicki and Drake, it's absolutely towards
not the
me.
Pet.
For week. For Wayne, it's it's for Birdman.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And
I
then
wait.
Had the nerve to call it the Big Three. My God. Well,
like, this is us, the Big Three?
I mean, that's where her caption was. Nicki Minaj called it the Big Three.
Oh, Lord. Well, if you mean the only three on that label anybody gives a shit about, that is accurate. That is true. You are right.
The three left? I mean, is there anybody still?
Is she still under contract with them niggas?
I mean, I don't know if she's still under contract, I would imagine, but she's definitely still rapping them all of the time, and so does Drake, but...
Well...
I mean, I don't know what Young Money does as Young Money for that to matter. I think it's more about respect.
Mm, yeah.
Either way, I'm excited to hear what Nicki
Minaj is
going to do.
Yeah, I'm ready for this to come out on SoundCloud.
So just put it out. You know, let loose. Get crazy.
Go in. Give us all the details like you know you want to, bitch. You don't want to hold nothing back. You don't want to be classy and keep it a secret. You know you don't.
I'm looking at this picture that somebody just posted of Blue Ivy when she was in Paris. And I'm just imagining her introducing the kids. Like, okay, so this is a croissant. And no, they don't look like they're here. So this is what you put on it. This is the best. Like,
very different from American croissants. Those are garbage.
That's not.
These are real.
That's bread.
That is just sugar and carbs.
That's not.
This is a delicacy.
This is the real shit. You'll grow to know this. Don't. It's fine. Just introducing them to luxury things.
Yeah. Just to the nice, just walking around shoving things in their faces.
Now, see, this is the way that you speak to the dolphins to get them to hang out with you all day. Now, typically, you know, I sing in the key of everything. But they'll just come if you just kind of dip your feet into the water because they sense our presence and they come and they want to say hi. So, you know, if you're interested in seeing a mermaid, usually I have to do that like the first or last of the month. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
you kind of have to work around their schedule because them hoes ain't out every night.
Yeah, they can't just be out here. Everybody be trying to tell them.
They're real iffy.
Yeah.
But when we're on the private island, they're there. So
yeah, they come and hang out with us all the time. We talk about, you know, like Little Mermaid, the inaccuracies of it and how problematic it is. Mm-hmm. You know, for
how white people put in all them white savior scenes and it didn't really go like that, you know,
interspecies disrespect and stuff like that. It's like really deep and you're gonna be one of those people, but all in due time.
Twins. Oh, I cannot wait.
She's gonna have them in check and they're gonna be a force. I can't wait.
I feel like Beyonce is gonna be even more private though and like give us even fewer photos and videos of them, and I'm gonna be devastated.
I'm fine with the amount that she does. Like, I feel like it's gonna be a while. Like, they're gonna have to be like walking around and being cute before she's just like picture.
No,
because that's how she was with her.
Yeah, we'll get a picture maybe a week or two after they're born. Like,
I was thinking them niggas were gonna be a solid 11 months.
Oh no,
and then we would see their baby, like, we would see the pictures of them in the hospital. Hospital or wherever.
Once, like, they were a year old.
Once they were a fresh year. Because Blue Ivy was like some months, wasn't she? Before
I don't
they
think
shared.
So. Was she? I don't think she was that old.
She was quite a bit older than she was
within
in that
a
picture.
Few days. You really?
Was it days?
I thought so. I think she's going to give us a couple of weeks and then put out some newborn pictures and then that's going to be that, unless the paparazzi happen to catch her.
I literally expect to see nothing. I mean, I don't expect to see
and
those
you probably should. You probably
ever.
Should. Because we're just not going to. We'll be lucky if she even tells us, you know, this one is a boy. This one is. She's probably not even going to be bothered with that. Like,
they're going to be in like their first college class and their teacher's going to like read the name and they're going to be. Everyone in the class is going to turn around.
Like, wait a minute.
Bitch.
Are those Beyonce's kids? Are you fucking kidding?
Yes! Yes! Yes, we are. Like everyone else. Turn around.
What a blessing.
I was going to talk about this one, but I kind of do want to save it. Akilah and the Gag. And
oh, God. I just watched a clip of her on the Wendy Williams show. But you can save it till Saturday. Is there another one you wanted to talk about on the podcast? Or
only thing I have here is Akilah and her gag. And,
oh, well.
all of the jokes Rihanna had for Azealia Banks. But you were ready to move on. So
wait,
we
no, we can
ahead.
Talk about it.
So that was Shade and
no,
Soul.
No, don't blame me.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
I do not
Crystal's
blame
ready to move on.
No,
so we're going to take a break now, and then we'll be right back.
No.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thanks so much for listening, guys. You're awesome. Love your listenership. Hey guys, support for this week's episode of The Read is provided by the amazing folks over at Blue Apron. We've told you about them before. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. If you're anything like me, then maybe, you know, doing a little home cooking might be therapeutic and may also make you feel sexy and like you deserve to be loved. So, get with Blue Apron. I don't know what that was, because they make it so easy. Their chefs and farmers work together to make food more sustainable and recipes more delicious, and they send you higher quality food at a better value by cutting out the middleman and delivering ingredients that are most fresh right to your door. I love them. And the food's delicious.
Yes, it is. Blue Apron is a cinch to use, like Kid Fury said. So even if you're not the most professional cook, you can have a great time just kind of getting involved with Blue Apron. If you eat out a lot or spend a lot at high-end grocery chains, you can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal with Blue Apron. And they've had some greats recently, like cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice.
Love jasmine
and
rice.
Roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. You can check out this week's weeks menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/the read. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Again, that's blueapron.com/the read. Blue Apron is just a better way to cook. So go ahead and get started and let's keep going with the show.
So we're back with more. Did you need some champ?
You know, I don't mind if I do.
I had some champ.
So, amen. Because, you know, this is all about Beyonce and her children. So.
Really, that's what we're here to celebrate.
So send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. It's now time for our listener letters. Let's see. And where are we going first this week? So this
is something that doesn't involve bodily fluids.
No, it doesn't. This young lady is actually about homophobia and she asked us to give her a name. So I will call you.
Is she an antagonist?
No, she said homophobia. That is not mine.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I'm going to call your Angina.
Wow.
Angina says, I've been with my boyfriend now for about 6 months and we love each other, which is highly unusual for me because I'm extremely anti-emotion.
Break up with him or you're just as problematic as he is. Go ahead.
I'm extremely anti-emotions like Crystal and I rarely like, and I rarely like anyone. Well, damn. We met over a year ago and fast forward to now, I've moved 800 miles from my city, not for him. But we now live 30 minutes away from each other. He's amazing. I love him. And he makes me feel like I've never felt before. But sometimes he sounds like an idiot. He's a huge homophobe. He, quote unquote, doesn't understand LGBT relationships. And I always make it a point to inform him that it isn't for him to understand these things anyway. It makes him extremely annoyed and irritated. I'm sorry. It makes me extremely annoyed and irritated when he says things like, it's a choice to be gay, or how could these niggas not like pussy in the first place? He knows that I loathe the F word, but he continues to say it around me whenever the subject comes up. Like if we're watching Shameless and it's something that I'm totally uncomfortable with and something that I'm against. I know you guys are going to say that I should break up with him. But my question is,
I'm not going to say it.
You already did, right? But the question is, do you think there's anything that I can do to help educate him further so that he does not continue to be such a dumbass on this subject? Thanks, guys. Angina.
Introduce him to one of your gay friends so he can have somebody to actually love him and learn to love himself.
You think so? You think he's like gay and projecting that onto her?
It's definitely something you should explore.
I don't know if there's anything you could do to like change your boyfriend's mind on being a dumbass. You didn't mention his age or yours, but I'm assuming if y'all have been together for six months and you've been consistent about this for the past 6 months and he still has not made any inclination or like let you know that he's about to be smarter about this, it's probably not going to happen. So you can really only issue an ultimatum, like you're going to stop saying homophobic or transphobic or whatever other type of things around me, or I'm not going to be with you anymore. I know you love him or whatever, you think he's so great, but I don't, if homophobia is something that really affects you this much, then it can't be something that you tolerate out of your nigga, regardless of how great you think he may be.
I just, you know, I've never understood alleged straight people's fascination with homosexuality to the point where they feel like, I don't understand it. How can you not like this, faggot that, dyke this? All of these things, like, I don't really waste much time trying to figure out the fascination that you have behind pussy or why you like it so much. I don't waste money, you know, minutes or seconds of my life trying to figure out the logistics of being a heterosexual. I just don't care,
right?
Because it is none of my business. It does not affect me. I know who I am. I'm cool with that. So that to me is the definition of being comfortable with my sexuality. I feel like we are always the ones who have to be made or have to be comfortable with our sexuality. But there's no reason for me to be uncomfortable with it. This is just who I don't care. It's not a big deal. Like, you know that not too long ago, people would just fuck whoever they wanted to because they just liked sex. Like, you know, not to say that we should do that or everybody should just be having raging orgies and drinking wine and turkey legs or whatever. But I mean, not saying there's anything wrong with that. Sounds like loads of fun. But what I'm saying is that this whole idea that, oh my gosh, homosexuality is this, and how could you? And focus on the pussy that you literally have right here talking to you. Like, you have vagina. Yeah. So why are you so worried about what the fuck we're doing? Like, nobody cares. And that is why we say so many times that the ones who be barking the loudest about with this homophobic shit are usually the ones who just need a good taste. And it's up to you what you want to do with that. Again, that's not my business. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm too old to try to get these niggas to do something else. I'm too old to try to convince you that you're being ignorant and all this other stuff, and you shouldn't talk like that about gay people. Like, I'm just, you need to be either understanding when I say it the first time or willing to get the fuck out of my face. I can't be sitting here reasoning with you over something that you should already know. So
I'm not going to sit up here and act like I would treat this any differently than I would if you were sending us an email saying that your white boyfriend says nigga all the time. Mm. And I don't understand why. And, you know, he feels like the Muslim ban is totally okay.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, it's any form of ignorance and prejudice and so on. So, like, if you're just sitting back and you know what's going on and that nigga don't give a fuck and, in fact, seems to be agitated by you feeling differently.
Mm-hmm.
But you decide to stay, that speaks about you, not him. We already know he didn't. Yeah. So you didn't even have to say anything about him.
You knew before we even got into it.
So it's about you at this point. What just you know, gonna do?
If you stay with him, these are the values he holds. And so if y'all have children, God forbid one of your kids be gay, because you already know right now today how he feels about this. And if you're willing to put up with it and try to change him, that's on you. But I just don't think it would be me, girl. Good luck to you regardless. Our next question comes from Rocky, who says he has one for you and one for me. For Kid Fury, have you seen Afro Samurai? If so, what do you think? And can you suggest any other anime that have strong black characters? For Crystal, how do you feel about the Falcons and Patriots Super Bowl? I know you hate the Falcons, but I also know you will never cheer for the Patriots, whose quarterback, head coach, and owner all support Donald Trump. Will you even watch it this year? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. You want me to go first?
Sure. Or?
So this Super Bowl has actually caused me a lot of internal conflict, and I've been wrestling with myself ever since we knew which teams were going, who I was going to support. I do hate the Patriots, like pretty much everybody who isn't a Patriots fan does, but at the same time, as a Saints fan, my hate for the Falcons runs very deep, and it's been in place for a very long time, and I just cannot. I'm physically incapable of cheering for them niggas. The absolute most I can give y'all is a congratulations or whatever on making it to the Super Bowl. And so,
or whatever.
Right. Congratulations or whatever. And when it comes right down to it, I don't think the owner of the Falcons, Arthur Blank, is, you know, a Democrat or liberal by any stretch of the imagination. I'm pretty sure every NFL team owner and NBA team owner, for that matter, is racist as fuck and a Donald Trump supporter. So
probably
politics don't really have anything to do with my feelings about that. There's no morals in football. Like, this is a league that employs woman beaters and rapists and all other manners of horrible people. So if you expect me to assign some sort of morality to one team over the other, I'm not going to do it. I fucking hate the Falcons, and I do not want them to have a Super Bowl ring ever. That doesn't mean I'm going to cheer for the Patriots. It just means if both of them niggas could lose, I wish it was possible. But if it comes right down to it, I do not want the Falcons to win, period. You can take that however you want to, and I don't give a shit.
Well, maybe.
No, fuck them niggas. I don't care. They didn't cheer for us when we were in the Super Bowl.
I don't even really know who they
are. They did not fucking cheer for us. Fuck them. No, I don't give a shit. No, I don't want you niggas ever. I want you niggas to stay ringless.
I wasn't gonna. I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm done. Have you watched Afro Samurai?
I have watched Afro Samurai. Afro Samurai is all right. I can't really think of other anime movies or shows or manga or whatever that have like a leading black character. I'm sure that they exist, and I'm probably just forgetting of some right now. But I know that there are pretty dope black characters in some other shows like Soul Eater, Bleach, I can't remember the name of that show with that girl. Damn, with that long hair and the glasses. Whatever. Some people at home, there's plenty of nerds who listen to this show who will have amazing answers for that. So if you know shows with a black lead character, like an anime, definitely suggest. I'd love to watch it myself. Because usually our characters in animes are either like, they're better now, but they're either like really, really, really racist or they just don't look like a black person.
I've never seen a black person in anime, so. But I've also only seen Dragon Ball Z.
Have you?
Dragon Ball Z is an anime, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, so I'm pretty sure that's the only one I know. Oh, a Pokemon.
Sailor Moon is an anime.
Oh, Sailor Moon also. So, no, Power Rangers doesn't count. So maybe just those
not
three.
Really.
Right.
Power Rangers is of Japanese descent.
Right, but not animated, right? Ha ha!
No.
I got it. So. You know I'm trying.
So what's the next question?
I'm trying. So have you, do you have any other recommendations for other black ones or nah?
No.
No, there aren't any others.
There's a couple of cool ones in Naruto. I mean, I don't know. I just can't think of any that are like leading characters right now. So no.
Well, I definitely didn't know. So good luck to you with finding others. Maybe let us know if you do find them. Our last question comes from Arya, which I recognize as a name from Game of Thrones, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Isn't there somebody named Arya on Game of Thrones?
Yes, but how do you know that?
Because I've seen that name so many times. I said, somebody told me. So last week when I said that we watched Sons of Anarchy, somebody was like, you really need to watch Game of Thrones. Even if you only watch it through your fingers, it's way better.
It is way better than Sons of Anarchy.
So I'm going to start, but I've just seen this name Arya Stark so many times that I just know that that is Game of Thrones.
She's life.
Okay, well, maybe she is. So Arya says,
"Game of Thrones is so good and Beyonce loves it."
The last... So Arya says she's tired of paying for her broke-ass friends. That's the title of this email. And she says, "The last 2 years have been amazing for me career-wise. I now earn 6 figures. And with more money in the bank, I'm able to do more traveling and even treat my loved ones. I don't mind paying a few bills for my immediate family." Because I'm lucky enough to not have greedy family members that most people have when they come into money. However, okay, I noticed that my friends expect me to be their personal ATM. It all started when I got my promotion last year, and I celebrated with my friends and associates. I was a bit overzealous and took the whole bill, all $354 of it. I guess some took note and started asking me to take the bill on other occasions, like birthdays. I've been the one expected to pay it all. Girls' night falls on me. And now you may be asking, well, damn, girl, why the fuck are you doing this? It's because I feel guilty that I'm the one out of my friends group who's made it. Everyone is still finding their footing or just doesn't make a lot of money. I hate being the quote-unquote rich friend, and I feel obligated to take care of them when we go out. I also hate having to do cheap things just for their comfort.
I knew
you
it.
Broke hoes.
For a second, I was kind of feeling bad for feeling the way that I feel about you, but I don't anymore.
For an upcoming trip, I booked a nice hotel suite for us under the condition that they would Venmo me their share. I still haven't received anything, and when I ask, it's like, oh my God, you have mad money. That's nothing to you. I'll give it to you soon. To make a long story short, do you guys have this problem? How do I still enjoy luxuries I like and spend money only on myself without being the selfish rich friend?
I don't have any money.
She put a part here in the beginning that I didn't read, but it says, I wanted to ask you guys because you two are new money, rich, and famous. Which, girl, bitch, you could not be more wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Girl, get the fuck. The last thing I am is anybody's rich. Oh, no, ma'am. Hell no. Hell no. But anyway.
You know what's going on over here.
How does she enjoy the luxuries of being a six-figure rich bitch when all her friends are still broke and waiting on their income tax returns?
First of all, calm down.
You just got here.
Damn.
You just got here, girl.
As quickly as it comes, it can.
It sure can. You're nobody's independently wealthy, but you're awfully pompous, and it's just not necessary.
I understand the desire to, you know, grab the check and be like, hey, you know, here, girls, I've done it.
Oh, yeah, I'm good for that. I love picking up the check.
Sometimes I do it just because, you know, I want to treat everybody. Sometimes I do it just because I don't feel like going through the whole check thing. where everybody's like, all right, you had the cheese fries. I had 8 nachos. You had a margarita. Who else had a margarita? Like, I don't want to do all that. So right. just what's okay here. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But if I felt as though, you know, I'm surrounded by a bunch of greedy, broke moochers or whatever it is that you're experiencing, then I would probably not hang out with them anymore or say, well, I'm going to pay for me, like, prior to.
No shade, girls. Just letting everybody know it's a split check situation this time.
Even when, you know, before I moved to New York and I was working, you know, a regular 9-to-5 like the rest of my friends, some of us, you know, depending on what was going on that week, we may all want to go out to eat or something, and one of us may have it more than the other, or the other may have it more than, and you know, and so sometimes even then, one of us would pay for everything, or I might pay for his food, or blah, 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 depending on what's going on with us. But we were always quite vocal about what was going on.
Right.
Prior to everything. So if you walking around here talking about yourself and your financial situation the way that you're talking about it in this letter, then people around you who ain't got shit are probably thinking that, girl, you got it, and so what's the problem because you always talking about it. Not to say that that means that they should take advantage of you, but you have the control because you have the money. So if you don't want to be paying for their stuff all of the time, then do
not. Don't do it, right? The solution is don't be the girl who picks up the check. Don't be the one who makes the reservations and pays for everything and waits for everybody to pay you back. Like, keep the same, you know, I gotta make payments on it mentality as everybody else, since you really feel that big of a way about it. Like, you know, have it be a thing where everybody has to put in their money together, and then y'all can go ahead and rent a room for your vacation. Or, you know, the check comes and y'all split it all equally 6 or 7 ways and everybody puts in their cash or their debit card. Like, it just, you just gonna have to play by their rules. You can't force everybody else to act like they, you know, nouveau riche like you are when they are sitting at dinner with $60 damn in their checking account, girl.
Especially like, when you're
everybody
talking
ain't
about,
able.
I don't want to go and do broke things just because everybody else can. So, girl, you want to go and eat at Philippe Chow and everybody else got TGI Friday
we
money?
We ain't got no boo money, bitch.
But
we ain't got
mad?
It.
Like, girl, we didn't come out here to come and do all of that shit with you, bitch. You wanted to come in and fucking have mahi mahi and all the fucking I was
fish
good.
Niggas don't even eat.
I was good with my fucking pot stickers and curly fries, girl. Like, that's what I can afford. So,
bitch, you know I like catfish bites and Cajun fries.
I'm Gucci. Like, all I needed was an iced tea.
Mayo, I don't need all that. I wasn't asking for liquor. I was looking for me a half and half.
I don't need no fresh pressed anything. I'm good with the syrup. I don't need with the flavoring. I don't need any of that.
I can go to Cracker Barrel, bitch, where you can get a whole meal for $10.75.
I'm fine.
We did not have to do all this extra.
I don't know what the fuck a la carte, cardigans.
Nah, bitch.
I don't know what that is.
Fix pricks? Bitch, that ain't none of my business.
I don't know. I don't know her. I've never heard of her ever in my life. So
you can't be like, oh, I'm tired of doing broke shit, and then also want your friends to do rich shit. Like, y'all are in two
like,
different...
What do you think... What is?
It doesn't
is
work
this?
Like that. You either have to meet your friends where they are and keep playing the game like you have been when y'all were friends, or let your brand new, emphasis on new money, tear y'all apart. And I just don't think it's worth it, sis.
It's not even that big of a deal.
It's really
so,
not.
Honestly,
man, don't forget, Donald Trump may destroy whatever industry you work in, and you'll be right back to making $36,000 a year like everybody else. And then what? And then you're going to feel stupid for ever being high and mighty in the first place. So, you know, just...
Now, all y'all going to be sitting in Denny's, and they're going to be real petty talking about, are you picking up the... Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, oh no. You back anyway, to work in a regular job like the rest of us, girl.
So, as we used to say, who had the fries?
And who had 2 extra drinks? Because it's right. 5 of us here and 7 drinks on the tab. So, who?
Which one of y'all was it? All right, I got 20 here.
Because I didn't have 2 Long Islands. Who had 2 Long Islands?
Melvin, give me your goddamn money.
Bitch, you need another $8 plus tip, bitch. We do this with you every time.
Stop looking at the AC, bitch. Stop looking up at the goddamn ceiling fans and shit in here, bitch.
Yeah.
Give us, where's your slice?
Anytime I pick up the tab, it's because I really want to. It's somebody's birthday.
Period.
Or I just like, for me now, it's almost like a game of seeing if I can get to the waiter before everybody else and give him my card so I can take care of the tab
before
everybody else.
Yeah, you do it in a weird way.
It's It's actually fun for me.
I do it because, like, I will decide, like, okay, you know what? I feel like paying for the check. I had a good night tonight. Or I don't feel like doing all that. Or whatever. Crystal is like, our food just came to the table. And where's Crystal? In the kitchen, whispering to them to bring the check to her. Like...
But that's because I really love doing it. I love niggas being like, bitch, I am so sick of you. And then I love, like, it just brings me joy to do something small, like taking care of the tab. But if you don't actually want to do it, girl, don't do it. Them niggas went to dinner knowing they was going to have to pay their $40. They knew.
Mind you, I've done this a million times. None of us ever get around each other. And I've never had any of my friends or family be like, so you got it right? No. As many times as I may pull out my shit and pay for some stuff, they're still able to take care of their stuff. And I'm not trying to drag them out to go and have no expensive shit or being in a, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to go and do something that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, is extravagant or is in whatever tax bracket, I'm going to pay.
Right. Even if I'm going to pay for it.
Even if we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could just be going to Burger King or something shit. You know, I still may just want to pay just to do it. But I'm definitely, if I feel like, hey, bitch, let's all go to fucking Spain and we're going to stay at this hotel or some shit, I'm not going to be like, so Venmo? Like, what?
So I need my $785 from all of you because I've booked this trip to Spain on my Amex. Like, girl, wait a minute.
Bitch, you know what I'm doing.
I don't even have a passport, ho. What you talking about? I'm trying to pay this light bill. You talking about Spain? Bitch, I ain't got it.
I'm asking people if they can give me a swipe. What are you talking about, bitch? Are you stupid?
Like, woo. So yeah, do things because you want to and not because you feel any sort of obligation. And if your friends are truly your friends, they will understand that. You can always say, bitch, I ain't got it. You know, I paid for last time, I paid for that time, but I ain't got it to pay every time. Right. Or just whatever. Like, people will understand that they went out to eat to hang out with their friends, not because they thought you were going to take care of everything. So just be a little bit more assertive and do what it is you actually want to do, because you're just going to be resentful and hateful if you keep paying out of a sense of obligation, not because you want to. So good luck to you. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is dermatologist approved and proven to prevent and reduce razor bumps on your skin. And it's designed from the ground up to give you a smooth, bump-free shave. So if you don't want for your face to look like the plains in Africa, make sure that you get yourself the end-to-end shaving system, including a pre-shave oil, badger brush, safety razor, blades, shaving cream, and a cooling, restoring balm to make your face feel like it just had some five gum.
Yes, when it comes to shaving your skin, Bevel should be the only razor you trust. There's a reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month, and it's time that you discovered why. Get your Bevel kit today by going to getbevel.com/read, and as an added bonus, you will get the first month of your Bevel kit free. That's getbevel.com/read to get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Find out what all the hype is about. Find out why everybody cannot stop talking about Bevel again. Getbevel.com/read. Get the first month of your subscription for free. Start shaving smarter with Bevel and The Read, and let's keep it pushing.
Also, big, big shout out this week to Squarespace for supporting our show. If you are working on a website for a new job or business or hobby, maybe you're dedicating a website to a bunch of really horrible Trump tweets or pictures of a terrified Melania, make sure that you get with Squarespace, because they can create a beautiful website using their all-in-one platform. There's nothing to install. There's no patches or upgrades. It's all within a seamless service right there online. It is so incredibly easy to use, and you can have a website that looks sexy and Beyonce approved.
Yes, Squarespace offers a unique domain experience that is fully transparent. It's simple to set up. I say it all the time. If I can use it on thisistheread.com, then literally anybody can figure it out. But if you can't, Squarespace's 24/7 online customer support is always available to assist you with any problem you may have. So make your next move with a new website and a fresh domain with Squarespace. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. So no matter if you're selling hair or outfits or maybe something illicit, whatever it is, Squarespace can help you out. Start your free trial at squarespace.com with offer code READ. Get 10% off your first purchase. Make your next move with Squarespace and The Read, and let's wrap up the show.
That's not static. It's the bubbles and the rest of my rose. So we're back and it's time for the read.
It sure is. Do you have one this week?
I'm just going to say, if you are, whether it's a publication, if you're just an individual dumbass on the internet, whoever, if you are referring to that fucking monster in Quebec that shot up that mosque and killed six people, if you're referring to that person as anything besides a terrorist, that you're a part of the problem and you should shut the fuck up and you should probably ban yourself from the game of life. I really don't feel like there's much more for me to say to that, but anybody who was calling this fucking dumbass a lone wolf or any of these other fake ass, like,
euphemisms,
Michael Bay-ass, dumbass fucking movie title, this goddamn Winona Ryder movie-ass. Shout out to her for them faces that she made on the screen.
That was, I mean, was she high? Because my girl, y'all hope so.
I don't know if she was high or drunk or just completely caught off guard. But she was just like unprepared for that speech. I'm sorry. That's so disrespectful. Anyway.
No, I love her.
I just feel, no, I mean, it was disrespectful to run off on a tangent when I'm talking about
this.
Oh,
I got you.
I just feel like, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've just been like, this is what it feels like to maybe have a drinking problem. Because I don't even really drink like that. I used to love a good alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, then I discovered the beauty that's marijuana. And so ever since then, you know, my mind has been clear. I've been drinking, crying. I don't even know what is going on. Like, this is the real ass world that we live in. And it just proves so many things to me. But one of the things that I am, I guess, battling with the most is that...
I'm sorry, we just got invited to Kiki Palmer's book signing. You want to go? It's tomorrow. Let's go.
Let's just fucking do
it. Yeah, I'm going to RSVP.
What a moron. Did you hear about this book? That's what I was going to read. This is so great.
Woo!
You know, you got to take the laughs where you can these days.
Woo!
I just... When you're a kid... This whole thing just reminds me that evil is real, you know? And I think that when you think or you hear the word evil, maybe it's me. I don't know. I'm kind of crazy. So, but when you hear evil, or I do anyway, I feel like most of us kind of go to like a really dramatic place with that word. You think like supernatural stuff and like TV and movies. Like, evil to me is a real ass thing. Like, for you to subject people to hatred and placing a whole group of mostly innocent lives in a state where they're being mistreated and thrown around, you're handcuffing kids. You know what I'm saying? Telling people who have lived here for years and years and years and years, who have family that was born here and all kinds of stuff, that basically get the fuck out.
Right.
For no reason besides you being a hateful person, because the people from these, you know, terrifying, scary countries that have been coming over here killing people under what you call terrorism. The places of origin for most of those people aren't even on this list. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, what is this really about again? I've been paying
hatefulness
very little attention to a lot of what's going on here because I've been so numb. I really can't believe that this is the world that we live in right now. But again, like I said, it just reminds me that people are evil. Being able to do these types of really just awful things and immoral, inhumane things to people and have nothing but excuses for it, to feel no kind of malice. I mean, not malice, to feel no kind of like regret or anything in your heart for these people. We know you don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't matter whatever you, whoever it is who has access to a keyboard, an actual sense that's writing up whatever piss poor ass, you know, press releases. We know that you do not give a fuck, and we know what all of this is about. And it just perpetuates this idea that people who look a certain way or believe or have a certain type of faith are, you know, are a risk to the safety of this country.
Right.
But then you have idiots like this bitch in Canada who went and shot up a mosque, and you want to call them a lone wolf? Like, you... We've spent so many years getting on a plane, and a Muslim person will get on the plane too. Just going home,
just chilling.
Bought a Sunkist at the terminal, getting ready to sit down and go wherever the fuck. And, you know, have to deal with people side eyeing them and looking at them and feeling like, not because of anything that they did, but because of this same type of bullshit that's been going on. Like, people who have not done anything to anybody, people who don't believe the same thing that these, you know, terrorists are out here going around and doing. Those types of people have to be treated as if they are detrimental to our country, or that they're going to hurt the citizens of this place and whatever the fuck. But the American police force is one of the biggest terrorist groups. You have people like, what was it, Dylan Shingles? Whatever.
Roof. That asshole.
Soup bowl.
That's him.
Soup bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrorism. Going around and murdering people or harming people or intimidating people to try and scare them or make them feel inadequate or afraid or unwelcome. That is terrorizing people. So why the fuck do white people always get to run around and do this type of shit, or white adjacent motherfuckers
right.
get to go run around and do all of this shit and be called, oh... the wolf, the lone wolf, the elusive chanteuse. Why they always get all these fucking names and value meals and police escorts and all of this other shit. But a Muslim person or somebody with whatever other kind of faith that you don't understand walks in and says, may I please have a crispy chicken sandwich? And you are just terrified.
Right.
Like, what? Why people kill each other and us all the time for less? Like... just because it is a Tuesday and I hate the letter T. You know that there are other days that start, shut your mouth
and
die, nigger whore, slut, sand, monkey bastard, bitch. Like, so we get to ignore that all of the time.
That's right.
So that was really all that I had to say. I just feel like if you are contributing to this idea that white people can run around and shoot people indiscriminately without
that's
words.
It. Without discrimination.
With no discriminatory stations. If you feel like white people can go around terrorizing people and call them everything but a terrorist, but then you want to contribute to calling everybody else terrorists or Muslim people terrorists, I'm sorry, then you're a problem with the problem. And I just don't want you to act like you aren't. I just want for you to say, yes, I am. That's me. I'm going to put it on a button. I'm going to embroider it on a T-shirt and some panties and maybe, like, I don't know, some Under Armour. And I'm just going to go jogging in it because I love being a bigot. Just do that. There's nothing we can do about it. Stop alternative facts. It's not fun. Everybody hates it. And we can see right through it. And I'll fight you. So
I'm about tired of the phrase alternative facts. I feel like people are using it as if alternative facts can actually be facts, and they just cannot. Like, I don't want us to start acting like alternative facts is anything other than lies, because that's all it is. It's lies.
I mean, I'm still having fun with it because it was such a ridiculous thing to
say.
And
it came straight out of the White House. It was just stunning. Like, how? How is the White House press secretary saying this right now?
I have so much to say about everything right now that I will say. But... as far as that whole thing goes, it's just, like I said, it's another testament to the same type of stuff. Why do y'all always do this for each other and then act like we do not see it? We see it and we say things and then we're angry, we're wasting time, we're thugs and hooligans and we're racist and we're the problem and all of this other stuff. But we're simply saying what you just, what you did. Like, we're telling you what everybody watched. Like,
You know, not just us, but like the world.
We can all see it, bro. Right. Like everybody else is making fun of us right now.
People who have never been here and have no intention on ever coming. They just have access to the internet like the rest of the world. And they're like, yeah, you lied. Like we saw that. Alternative facts. It's not worth. Those words don't. That it's not work.
England is over there arguing right now over whether they should even let him come visit.
They are pissed.
They are beefing over in the UK.
Pissed. Sitting up there cussing each, like.
It was excellent.
Down. I'm sorry. Again, I have to go back to How to Get Away with Murder because I binged it. Do you remember the episode where she sat down in the chair when it was all pissed? She said, yes. Come at me.
Yes.
You all have something
all
to
of
say.
You, right.
That's like what that was. Everybody stood up and said, he's a horrible man and a bigoted man and we are not going to be involved with this bitch. And then as soon as they finished, like one person finished, everybody hot up and was like, yeah. Like,
this is exactly how Hitler got started, and everybody else, yeah!
Fuck you! Like, rock! Like, they were going ham. I live.
Don't
like,
even people, let him over here.
People who aren't even over here are pissed and yeah. sick of this bitch. Like, what the fuck you think? You really think everybody in the fuck else are the ones that are like, of course the bitches in these, Muslim countries that aren't on this list are
the,
like,
you mean the Muslim countries that Donald Trump hasn't done business with?
Oh, it's not about the businesses because it's the same seven countries that Obama da-da-da-da.
But people who aren't Muslim are still being turned away. People who have visas or green cards, regardless, being turned away. People who are already legally authorized to be in the United States.
Those are alternative facts. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, everybody, this isn't an exclusive, like,
right.
We don't have some kind of mole, we don't have a fucking, you know, hook that's just feeding us information from the inside. These are things that you can just read that are real things. So,
yes,
it's just like, at one point, are you going to just say, yeah, that bitch lied, and what the fuck are you mealy mouth assholes gonna do about it besides nothing, bitch, drops mic.
Like, might as well. Nobody is stopping you.
At least I could respect that more when I come to destroy y'all from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would much, if when you go to square up with somebody in the, you know what I'm saying, the schoolyard that been talking shit, you would rather they not be a scary bitch when you beat their ass, right?
Right. You would want to.
Because it just makes things easier when it comes to addressing the conflict by.
I mean, and bitch, you
said
it, so what's up?
Exactly. Like, I know you said it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody around here knows that you said
it. We got it on video, girl.
Everybody knows it, so why are you still? Because I'm going to beat your ass anyway.
Right.
So you acting like you didn't say that just makes you look pussy. So. What's the problem? Like, you're getting washed regardless. So that's all I have. Midterm elections. Please make sure that you pay close attention to that. And also, each and every one of y'all niggas who went down and bought up all of the goddamn cinnamon frosted flakes out of Target, I'm never telling you bitches anything ever again.
Are you mad because they were out of your cereal when you got there?
Not only that, but I went to the Target that closes at midnight. When I had a craving at approximately 11:15 p.m., hell nah.
Oh.
There's a Target over on the east side.
Oh, okay.
And I went over there one night, but I left my wallet at home. And they were about to close. I said, all right, I'm going to come over here tomorrow anyway, because I had a bunch of other stuff to get anyway. There were at least 9 boxes of them cinnamon frosted flakes.
And when
I got back there the next day, they were gone. I hate y'all. And I ain't sharing shit with y'all ever again.
Why don't you just buy regular Frosted Flakes and put some cinnamon
in it? Fuck that! What are you talking about? No. No. You ain't supposed to do that. You're supposed to cling to the Frosted Flakes in the manufacturing facility. No, I'm not doing that shit myself, buying added ingredients. You cinnamon my Frosted Flakes and add that extra crisp. That's fine anyway, because they got cinnamon pebbles now, and I already bought 3 boxes of shit. So do what you gotta do.
Oh,
shit.
Well, speaking of midterm elections, fuck all the Democrats who have voted for any of Trump's nominees, because really, girl, at this point, I don't understand why y'all are doing this shit. It doesn't make sense. They're going to be confirmed anyway. Like we said, the GOP has control of the House and the Senate. Like, it's not you voting in favor of these people is just All it's doing is making the rest of us more resolved to get you the fuck out of office in 2018. I want y'all to know I'm paying attention to the bullshit y'all are putting us through. The fact that Donald Trump even gets to select a Supreme Court justice is like, I don't want to think about it. My read this week goes out to Sarmad Asali. I hope I'm saying your names correctly, because even though I'm about to disrespect the fuck out of y'all, I'm really about to say mean things about y'all. I don't want to be mean about your names.
Yeah,
so
that's nice enough.
Sarmad and her husband, Dr. Ghassan Asali, are from Syria. They've been living in America for more than 20 years. They're citizens. They're registered to vote. And they have two brothers, like their family. They have two brothers, wives, and children who attempted the immigration process. They started this back in 2003. They still live in Syria. That's where these people are from. So it's been 13 years of immigration paperwork and whatever the fuck else the government is making you go through. But in December 2016, just a couple short months ago, the family was approved to move to America because Asali and her husband bought a house. It's furnished. They on the news on this Philadelphia NBC 10 showing off, you know, it's downstairs and upstairs. They got everything all furnished. It's sheets and pillows on the bed and everything. However, because Donald Trump signed this executive order about immigration and so-called Muslim countries and all this other stuff, the family of the Asalis was turned away literally at the border. Like, I think they were actually in America, mm-hmm. like trying to just come across. Just, and they were like, oh, Syria girl, sorry. Green cards, no one cares. Visas, irrelevant. What we can do is put you on a plane right back to Damascus. No, that's a long flight, girl. So here's some peanuts and some water to get you through. But
if that,
we can send you right on back on to your war-torn country. Have a nice flight. Now, ordinarily, I would feel a great deal of sympathy for this family. I would be in the streets protesting, you know, a sign just for them.
And why do I feel like I never?
This is so wrong. The problem is that Dr. Asali and his wife are Donald Trump voters. They said initially in the story, it's been updated now to say that they didn't vote for Donald Trump, but that they could legally vote and they did support him. Initially, when the story came out, it said that they voted for him, and now they're saying they didn't. Regardless, if you supported him, it's the exact same situation. Like, regardless of whether you actually cast the vote for him, the fact that you were pro Donald Trump is the only issue here, because you bitches, and this applies to a lot of immigrants, and I'm not entirely sure why, but y'all come over to America. You go get your doctorates or whatever the advanced degrees. You start feeling fancy. You open your own practices and businesses. You start making some money. You do well for yourself. You send the shit back home. You buy houses and all this. And for some reason, you start thinking that you have assimilated into whiteness or white privilege because you have gotten these things. Like, you feel like, oh, I'm a doctor now. I'm a dentist, bitch. I be up in white folks' mouths, bitch. Like, I'm doing this shit. I'm making money, bitch. My wife stay at home. I got my own schedule. We got all the cable. We could walk, bitches lit. That may all we be well and true. But what you thought was that the fact that you've been here for so long, y'all have done so much in your community and you're so established and all this other stuff, you thought that that was going to make a difference when it came down to Donald Trump sending these immigrants the fuck back home, and it didn't. And I don't have no sympathy for you, because it's not like Donald Trump ran on some pro-immigration policy where he was like, all the refugees from war-torn countries are welcome here and we're not going to close our borders and the United States is welcoming and we're ready to accept you. He's straight up said, we don't know you hoes or where the fuck y'all came from, so just to be safe, we're not letting none of y'all over here. And you still cast a vote for him or was in support of him over Hillary Clinton. And so the fact that you spent all this money and waited 13 years, because the news story says they liquidated all their assets to get all this involved. And if the people even actually managed to cross the border into America, they would be coming here without a single motherfucking dime. You gave up everything and then supported an open bigot who said that he would kick your grandmammy and your nieces and nephews the fuck out the country. And then that's exactly what he did. And what you're doing now is crying on the news, talking about we got a GoFundMe to help pay for lawyers and we need to get them over here. And Donald Trump is not being humane and he's not thinking about families and what he would do. Bitch, he told you he would do this. He told you he would. This is like white people having a fit because they thought the Affordable Care Act was something different from Obamacare, and they are ready for Obamacare to be gone, and it's a drain on society, and nobody can afford it, and all this other stuff. And you glad that you have the Affordable Care Act. The ACA is way more reasonable, and it's something that makes a whole lot more sense. All you bitches are dumb. All of you voted over the privilege that you think you have over the reality of things, and I hope that by now you have opened your eyes to realize that none of you are white enough, and if you're white, then you're simply not rich enough to vote for the Republican Party.
And you never will
be. Because you have to be both to get any benefit out them hoes. I'm not saying you have to be a Democrat, because Lord knows the Democrats are being extremely embarrassing right now and nowhere near, like, they're not doing the uniting that I expected them to do against Donald Trump. They're not, like, refusing to confirm any of his nominees. Like, y'all are still playing by the rules when the Republicans have let you know the rules don't fucking matter no more, bitch. Look at who they elected. Ain't no more rules, bitch. This nigga goes on Marine One and don't tell nobody where he going, and we supposed to just act like that ain't nothing. Like, you don't get to take some vehicle that the public pays for with our tax dollars and go whatever the fuck you want to and be like, oh, well, his destination is unknown and the White House just not sharing that. What the fuck do you mean? This nigga's not playing by the rules. His ugly ass wife and kid ain't even moving into the White House. It's about time that y'all recognize that he don't give a fuck about politics as usual and start doing something different than what the fuck you doing. So, no, I'm not saying you have to be a Democrat, but for you to support somebody who straight up said them refugees and them Muslims from Syria and Iran and Iraq and all that, like, literally naming your countries, said that he would not let your people come over here, and you supported him anyway, and then he turned your people the fuck away. I can't do nothing but laugh at your dumb ass. Ha ha, bitch. That's exactly what the fuck you get. Way to go. Way to vote against your mama and sister and nieces and nephews and cousin-in-laws and all of them coming over here, girl. Way to do it. I'm so sorry that you bought a house and cars and beds and linens for people who don't get to come over here, but that's your own fucking fault. That is exactly what you asked for. You voted for it. So don't ask the rest of us to pay your bills and help your sorry ass family get over here when you didn't want them to get over here in the first fucking place. Fuck you.
Well,
that's all I have to say about that.
It's like, what did you...
I'm done.
What did you think?
What did you think was going to happen? The man who said he was
joking.
The man who said he was against it versus the woman who was like, oh, we should be, America should be the first place to be welcoming to refugees and da 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 da, versus the man who was like, we're closing the borders and we're building a wall. Did you think, oh, well, you know, he's against police and I have a problem with black people playing their rap music all loud in the parking lot too, so fuck that. You know, I'm tired of that Black Lives Matter shit. Y'all really think y'all ascend to whiteness once you've been here for a while, started making money, and I'm glad, if for nothing else, that Donald Trump is reminding you ain't nothing but a nigga. Whatever kind of nigga he considers you, that's exactly what you are. I'm glad y'all got knocked right back down to size. I am. Ha ha. Ha ha, bitch. Ha ha. The very same person and policies you supported ended up biting you in the ass. Ha ha. That's what the fuck you get.
I don't understand why you wouldn't see that coming. I mean, since it was so explicitly said to you.
They didn't care. They cared more about what they thought their privilege was than what the reality of the situation was. So they can kiss my ass. I'm not donating shit. I hope you stay miserable. I hope your family can't get over here. Wham.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on in the world today. I just want for Donald Trump to be removed. I mean, I don't know if this means that we need a real Batman or if we need, like, an X-Men or what we gotta do. But I sincerely feel like this man is evil. I think that if he... if we found some way to get him impeached, that he would, you know, start drilling in some country and find some, like, alien stone and build a mega weapon with it and probably start, like, we'd have to, like, travel time and go to the future or to the past and, like, stop his mom from having him or something to save the future of the world. Like, I just really feel like he's gonna do petty shit. Like, just for people making fun of him, I feel like he's already trying, like, figuring out some way to try and sabotage Beyonce for having more attention today than, you know, his new American flag pin or some dumb shit. Like, I hate him.
His sorry ass, fake ass Black History Month meeting. I couldn't even pay attention to that with Omarosa and Ben Carson.
I saw heard them saying something about they were going to be celebrating Black History Month in the White House. And I said, Black History Month ain't celebrating you. You can go and pretend and watch all the Moesha on Up if you want to, bitch. But that ain't changing shit around really here. We don't give a fuck about you.
That's it.
Melania, Ivanka, Tag.
None of y'all hoes.
Bic. We don't give a fuck about none of them. Skip. I don't care about you or any of them ugly, raggedy-ass fucking kids or anybody that you elect or any platy that you put anywhere, your vice president, your vice president, his wife, his kids, the secretary, the receptionist, the house, the apartment. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all. Like, I don't care. I don't respect you, and I'm going to be on that ass every chance that I get, whether it's verbally, physically, meaning marching. Before y'all try and end.
And call the Secret Service on.
Right. Oh, let's go down the loudspeakers and arrest that black fag. So, how come I ain't shutting up?
I mean, but I can like wish it. Whatever I want to.
Oh, I can wish many things. I already have. I thought about killing a couple of chickens in the closet.
Oh,
doing
no.
What I've got to do.
Oh, no. Hashtag save the chickens. Hashtag I love nuggets.
Nugget freedom.
So that's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Read. Don't forget to check us out at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. What's up? Are you not done?
Every day, I spend at least 10 minutes wrestling with myself over how a group of people who do not originate from this country can tell other people
how do y'all have the nerve?
When they can't come here. And the only people who really have the right to say, bitch, get away from here, you running pipes through their shit. Like,
right.
Somebody said that shit on Twitter the other day, and I was like, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one sitting here thinking this. Because I'm really, like, trying to find the logic behind that. Do you think that we forgot that y'all bitches ain't from here?
Like, y'all stole this country to begin with. Now y'all want to say, who else can't come? Bitch, what?
What? And not only did you steal it, you came over here violently.
Like, you killed everybody.
You violently took it. And then... acts of terror, like,
not to mention all the other nations that y'all colonized. Ugh, it boggles the fucking mind.
I'm just trying to put that puzzle together. I'll let you know. I'll update you on my progress because I'm at level one.
That's really it.
So that's that.
All right. Well, DC, we will see you this weekend, Saturday, February 4th, I believe. Isn't that it? Sure. February 4th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1,000.
Yes.
500 people.
Wait, that's the venue?
Did you not hear?
Bitch, what? There's fits. Oh, I'm not going.
I won't be there.
I'm not going. Oh, no, I'm not doing a show for 1,500 people. You kiss my ass.
Shout out to y'all.
I'm not going.
Apparently the biggest show to date.
Y'all better ask Ali's for y'all money back.
She said she had to make the staff at all access passes. So security knows who can come in and who can't.
Oh, no, that's scary. I don't want to go. That's too many people.
Well,
I think I'm Lauryn Hill not going to my own show.
Look, and you know what?
We could talk about it Saturday.
Bitch, if you are still buying, first of all, Lauryn, your concert tickets better be at least $5. And $5.99 is reaching, if I can be absolutely frank.
Well,
so, but if you are buying any bitch, if you were given Lauryn Hill tickets, you better not be mad that she came 3 hours late or the next day. Because you just have to expect. Like, if Lauryn Hill's concert started at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, I'm getting there at 11 a.m. Thursday morning. Because I know that that's when she's getting.
That's
like,
right.
That's when she's pulling up.
That's when her spirit will vibe with the time to perform.
That's when her chakras align. And tell her that the piece is in the whatever, the venue.
Yes. So, DC, we will see you this week at George Washington University in an auditorium that apparently seats 1,500. That's fucking crazy. Do we have any other news this week?
Not that I can think of, but loads of stuff coming.
Lots of things in the works. So tell a friend. Keep your ears to the streets, I guess.
Okay. If you're in New York,
why the fuck did they have to put Black Ink Crew on Wednesday nights now? Like, really? Fuck the best show on television? It's like The Real Wire. No,
the best show on television?
The Black Ink Crew New York is the greatest show on television. It's absolutely fantastic.
Maybe I just haven't seen the new season, but I find that difficult to believe.
Black Ink Crew is literally outside.
Okay, then I'm going to have to watch it. Clearly, I need to, tomorrow I just need to stay home and watch Black Ink Crew.
Watching Black Ink Crew is like getting, it's like, you know when you would open your window in Harlem and you would just listen to all of the beautiful mess taking place outside?
Yeah, that's a word for it.
It's like that, but you get to like look at it.
Yes.
Rather than just listening to it from your window or whatever.
Okay.
It's great.
Or if you say so. If you're in New York City next Wednesday, come down to the Macy's on 34th Street for me. We're celebrating Black History Month. With Macy's, there's going to be black art and all kinds of funness and a panel discussion. And they said light refreshments afterwards. And so come through the RSVP. I'll put it all on our Twitter and Facebook, the link to RSVP if you're in the city. But come hang out with me at Macy's next week to have a little bit of blackness in your life. It'll be fun. So, anything else? I cannot wait to report back on the Keke Palmer book signing. Already RSVP'd for us. I'm going. I don't give a shit if you're going now, but I'm going.
I'm definitely not going.
I cannot wait.
You can tell me all about it.
I can't wait. Do we have an acronym this week?
How the fuck you gonna write a book, girl, when you can't even write?
The gag is.
That's the gag.
All you need is a ghostwriter.
S-S-T-W-C.
Suck some twat while...
You set yourself up for that.
Okay. You right idea. What is it? Because I don't know it.
Something sickening this way comes.
Oh, I like that
much
better.
In the form of two Beyoncés. My last drink right here. This one's to you, Beyoncé, and your future slayage, L'Chaim.
We will see y'all next week.